Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right, on blogtalkradio.com.
How's everyone doing tonight? It might be nighttime wherever you are. Right now it's about 6 o'clock p.m. in Atlanta, and you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, G Right. I have a special program designed for you guys today. So sit back and relax and tune in. We have a special guest, Justin Bernard, calling in from the L.A., from the West Coast. He's going to be talking about fitness and faith and fitness. And, you know, so this is going to definitely be a show that is definitely going to touch a lot of people's lives. So make sure you tune in. I just want to get things started off today with A Place Like This by C.C. Winans. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. 11.
Let's go. Welcome to paradise. I know you want a place like this.
Yeah.
You want a place like this?
Uh-huh.
Come on. That's right. Rix and CC.
Let's go.
We want a place like this. Do you want to go?
I'll never be alone.
I appreciate you guys listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I have with me today, live on the Heart of Love Radio Show, none other than Mr. Justin Bernard. How you doing, Justin?
How's it going? Wow, wow. It's so great to be online, man. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. How's everything going with you on your end out there?
Oh, things are going well on the East Coast, and you're on the West Coast, right?
Yes, here in Los Angeles, California. Actually, I'm in Redlands, California, which is approximately about 55 miles outside of downtown Los Angeles.
Okay, cool, cool. I have some have some family over there. I have an uncle and an aunt who are actually out there in San Fernando Valley. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah, but first of all, I'd say welcome to the Heart of Love radio show. And,
glad to be here, glad to be here.
I put out the words, so I hope that some people will call about, because today we're talking about, want to tell our audience what we're talking about today?
I'm sorry, say what again, I'm sorry?
Would you like to tell our audience what we're talking about today?
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you there. We're actually going to be talking about faith and fitness today, and the essence of faith and fitness and how they go hand in hand with one another.
Cool. Now, you know, during this interview, what happens sometimes, since we are online, and this is sometimes people do call in and listen. Can you tell them real quick before, what's the name of your website?
Actually, I have a
MySpace.
You can actually find me on MySpace. Also, through searching under my actual email address, you can also email me questions, concerns that you may have, that you may need to answer, either for yourself or for a family member, loved one, family, friends, or whomever it may be. You can contact me at J, as in Justin, S as in Snake, T as in Tom, 504@yahoo.com.
Okay, and what? Tell me your MySpace page.
My MySpace page is www.myspace.com/, I'm sorry, Creole Poppy.
Creole Poppy, okay. Okay.
Wow, what a name.
Right. So what is your origin? You say Creole Poppy. So where's your family from?
My family is actually from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and my father, who is of a Hispanic descent from South America.
Oh, cool.
Dominican Republic.
Okay, cool, cool. You know, it's amazing when we were talking about faith and fitness. It's amazing that I'm just so glad that you're able to come on today. And when I was interested in wondering what you were going to talk about. So I'm glad that, first of all, that you're able to come today and talk. Mm-hmm. And what made you say that you want to discuss about faith and fitness? I mean, what?
You know what? It's been a great deal. I've actually did some research and some reading on it while I was in undergrad, studying social psychology and biochemistry, and it's a great subject that I think many, many Americans as well as people around the world need to hear about. It's very, very important. It's, to me, faith and fitness is the core of our lives. You know, we want to be spiritually grounded as well as physically grounded. You know, God has created us out of His image. God wants us to take care of who we are as a person, as well as to take care of our soul and our spirituality as well, and they go hand in hand greatly together.
Wow.
So what I'm going to do is I've actually outlined some things, some questions, some pointers that I'm going to actually speak about today. And so number one is that I'm just going to talk about briefly what is faith and fitness and what does it mean to us and how can it benefit us. And second, I'm going to talk about how do they both go hand in hand. How does faith and fitness go hand in hand? Thirdly, what is the importance and the significance as well as the essence of faith and fitness? And fourthly, I'm going to talk about, for those who believe in faith and those who are physically fit. So basically what I'm saying, those who are spiritually fit, you need to ask yourself, are you physically fit? For those who are physically fit, you need to ask yourself, am I spiritually fit? Sometimes we as people, we tend to go throughout life, and we do the hustle and bustle. We have the demands of life,
right?
Busy schedules and deadlines, goals. We have all those demands of life that we have to meet. But it's a shame that we tend to not focus on the spirituality of self.
Right.
We tend to go throughout life and being busy and taking care of our families, but yet we don't take time out for God.
Wow.
And I was actually doing some research. I forgot his name. He was dealing with faith and fitness and also how they go hand in hand. And he was also talking about how people have the demands of life. You know, people are busy and they never have time for God. But when something's going wrong in the household, the first person that people tend to go to is who?
God.
Correct. And that's something that we shouldn't just go to God for when there's trials and tribulations and things that are coming in our way, in our lives and in our ways that have that roadblock for us moving and progressing in life. We should also go to God for praise, for thanksgivings, for reflection, for motivation, et cetera, et cetera. And I think people lose that essence of faith and they lose that essence of belief and spirituality. And I think that we need to get that back into our lives and implement God as well as fitness in our lives. And I was also reading that faith has been able to help heal and cure different diseases. Faith is the all-time healer of health.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
A lot of people, they go to the doctors, and they go in for hypertension, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, et cetera, arthritis, whatever it may be. And a doctor will prescribe you some type of medication. So you, trust the doctor, because he has a doctorate degree, to give you this medicine. You don't know if this medicine could kill you.
Right.
You have faith in this doctor, correct? If this doctor gives you a medication, are you going to take it because you know it's going to help you? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you take the medicine?
I must be the host, right? But I answer your question. No, but I would take the medicine because I believe that the medicine would help me feel better.
Okay, great. And the reason why I'm asking you questions, just so our viewers and our people who are listening in can kind of get an idea of where I'm getting at and how faith and fitness goes hand in hand. So see, you said you would go to the doctor, take the medicine because you believe that he knows what he's doing.
Right.
He's been, you know, clinically trained to do and to prescribe the medication to better suit and heal whatever is sickness is going on in your body. However,
right.
We tend to believe in man, but yet we fail to believe in Christ. When Christ puts things on the table and he says, you know what, the doctors may say, you have cancer, you only may have 2 months to live. But God says a different thing. How can we believe in man for him to prescribe us medication that we don't know if it could kill us or not kill us, but yet we don't have faith in Christ? You see what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's where faith comes hand in hand with fitness. You know, we need to take care of ourselves. Some of the top killers of minority communities, especially the African-American community as well as the Hispanic community, is obesity, hypertension, high blood pressure, and diabetes are the top killers of the African-American community. We, as African-Americans, have got to get that under control. And a lot of it, when I was an undergraduate studying social psychology, I actually did a research on how is the quality of health care affected by socioeconomic status. I know this is not part of my actual speech or my personal expertise in our topic that we're going over today, but I feel like I need to touch on this subject. And I found out why people in the African-American community, not just African-American community, but those in the lower socioeconomic status in the economy are more at risk for diseases, and it's because of lack of resources, lack of education, per se. Lack of education is a big deal. You know, you don't have to have a master's or a bachelor's or rarely a high school diploma to be able to know about the different healthcare issues that are out there and that
right.
are very, very prominent in killing our people. It's all about getting to know what is out there and what is out there to benefit us. There are Medicare, Medicaid, there are public health offices that you can go to for free. And learning about these different diseases and infections, such as the AIDS epidemic, HIV, STDs that are going out there, there's so many programs out there to help us as for resources to educate us on these different diseases, but we as African Americans are so close from that, and that's why we are the number one ethnic group and economic status that is more susceptible to mortality and morbidity.
Mm.
Mortality meaning the death rate. That's why
right.
we are number one people who are more likely to die from these different diseases. Again, diabetes, hypertension, sexually transmitted diseases, et cetera. However, we need to have faith in God. When you have faith in God, I'm telling you, nothing can come in between you and your faith in God. Not any doctor, not any researcher, not any family, not any friends, not anything. Not even Satan can come in between you and God when you have faith. When you have faith in God, when your spirituality is so strong, and you know you're reading your Bible and you're saying, you know what, God, I'm going to show myself approval because God wants to show ourselves approval. Correct?
Correct. That's correct.
So when we're out there and we're fasting and we're praying and we're showing ourselves to God that God, you know, we really, really want to be obedient. We really, really want to make a sacrifice. We really, really want to make a change, not only for our spirituality but our physical well-being. And have you ever read your Bible and just really, really dedicated yourself to God? And just, of course, we need to dedicate ourselves, you know, 24/7, 365 days a year. But have you actually said a prayer so well and just got connected so well to God to where you felt like you can conquer anything and everything in the world?
Right, yeah.
That is nothing like conquering who you are as a person.
Right.
And another thing is, have you ever went running or went to a gym and it made you feel like you were on top of the world, like you were so cleansed and like your body was so pleased and you felt so nourished and so open and so free? Have you ever felt like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's called, maintaining your health stability as well as your faith stability. When you bring health, fitness, of course, and faith together, who can come in between that? No one.
Yeah. Now, this is what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to hold that thought. We can go to this song.
Okay.
But by Liz Yancey.
All right.
And it's entitled Friend. Now, Liz Yancey is an artist in the Atlanta area.
Okay.
And she's really doing some things here. Now, on this radio show, which is also a music show, we have different topics and things like that. I try to showcase national upcoming artists and as well as independent artists.
Correct.
You know, so just sit back and relax, and you guys are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with my special guest, Justin Bernard. We're talking about fitness, faith, and health. And we'll be right back after this song.
See you then.
I apologize. Sometimes we have little technical difficulties. There's a little technical difficulty. I'm going to go to the next song. It's entitled Free. And this is by Liz Yancey. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. That was Angie and Debbie Winans, and that was entitled Love Won't. I apologize. I was trying to play something from Liz Yancey. I'll try that later on in the show, but I had some technical difficulties. But live with me is Justin Bernard out of L.A., and we're talking about faith, fitness, and health. Now, Justin, you were getting onto some very key things. Right before we went over to the music break, faith, I think that sometimes we don't think that much about the thing about fitness being just as important as our faith.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing how you tie both those things, those topics together.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, people don't realize that spirituality and practicing spirituality, as well as we practice physical fitness, is also a way of fitness. Let me say that in a way so where our listeners and viewers can actually understand. Is just that fitness, physical fitness, is a fitness, of course. Spirituality is also a fitness. When you are practicing spirituality, when you are believing, when you are praying, when you are sacrificing, when you are teaching God's word, you are in a act of fitness. Now, that's the spirituality aspect of it. But when you are exercising, when you are eating and dieting correctly, drinking your water, lifting weights, that is also fitness. So when you have both spiritual fitness and physical fitness come together, life has a different meaning. We begin to, when we both tie the two into our lives and implement them in our lives, both physical fitness and spiritual fitness, we have a clear understanding of who we are as people, as well as followers of Christ. You
right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they both tie in hand in hand. And actually, I was telling you the last time, before we actually went to commercial, I was talking about a researcher who did some actual research on faith and fitness, and his name is called Kenneth Cooper. And he had this quote that was very, very striking, and it stuck out. And it says, unless you are both spiritually and physically fit, you really aren't fit.
Mm.
So it's saying basically that you can't just have one and have the other. You have to have both. You may see people walking around, and they may have the nice six-packs and the great biceps and the great glutes and the great whatever. You may have them. You may have all of those great features, but if you aren't spiritually fit, you aren't fit.
That's deep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are not fit, as well as your spirituality. You know, automatically, if you are spiritually grounded, you're going to be physically grounded, but not in some cases, because I've met some brothers and sisters that are spiritually grounded, but they're having issues with diabetes, high blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. But God wants us to be both. And if you can't have both, then we are not fit. And a big thing that I want to touch on is the belief and faith. Of course, this topic is based on faith and fitness. Faith
right.
is the most powerful thing that we have. If we have a strong belief and a strong faith along with discipline, we can reach a level of ultimate fitness both spiritually and physically. The combination of both gives you a synergetic effect, meaning that when you have both components and have them both implemented in your life,
right.
you have what I like to call an electrifying effect. A synergetic effect. It gives you that core and that essence of who we are, and that's who you are, viewers out there. When you have both physical fitness and spirituality fitness in your life, God will start to see and reveal to you the many things that we go through, that many questions that we may have, and He's given us all these answers is because we're showing ourselves approval. We are saying to God, you know what, God? I'm going to be physically fit, and as well as most of all, I'm going to be spiritually fit. So I'm going to show you, God, what I can do. God wants us to show ourselves approval, correct?
Correct.
And then God also says that when we take the first step, He'll take care of the rest of it. And basically what we're doing is we're showing ourselves approval to God. God says without faith is nothing. If you don't have faith, you don't have anything. You may have all the riches in the world. You may have the million-dollar cars, the million-dollar houses, the multiple properties, but that's nothing without faith. Because guess what? God can give you today, and He'll take it away tomorrow.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So God is a just God. He's a jealous God. He wants 100% of our attention on Him.
You know what? It's amazing. I'll say this. It's amazing that because I think that sometimes we do neglect the body part, you know, and I don't know, I might get served on a platter if I say this, but you know, you can go to many communities, and I'll say even the Christian community, I'm not going to say the African American community, but you can definitely go for some fried chicken is good sometimes, but fried chicken, you know, the whole everything. And it's, I'm not saying you can't eat that fatty food, but you have to act. You have to exercise. You're saying the fact is exercising and being fit does not necessarily mean being skinny. Correct.
Correct.
You know, because some people are naturally built, and you know, you can have someone who's skinny and or slim, and they can still have a terrible system. And then you can have someone who is a little thick, but they eat well and they eat healthy.
Yeah.
So being fit does not necessarily mean being slim or skinny.
Yes. It doesn't necessarily mean slim or skinny. Being healthy means that you are no longer taking medications. You are no longer at the doctor's 3 times a week, 4 times a week, going to get dialysis, going to check your blood, your glucose level, going to check out for your arthritis, going to check your blood count, your white cell blood count, et cetera, et cetera. Those are some of the reasons, and those are some of the indicators of one who is healthy versus one who is unhealthy. You know, I mean, I've met people that, I mean, they spend the majority of their living in a hospital, in a clinic, at a dialysis unit, et cetera, et cetera, and it's because they are unhealthy. However, study and research have found that people who were diabetic, had high glucose level, high blood sugar, you know, which is the same thing, hypertension, I mean arthritis, people who had those were your people who were more likely to be overweight. Sometimes it can be genetic. But however, people that changed their lifestyles, who started exercising, those same people who started exercising, that were put on a diet regimen, didn't no longer have to go to the doctor, didn't have to no longer go to the diabetes clinic, didn't have to worry about hypertension, high blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. These are the type killers of America, especially people in the minority community. So they found out that fitness can cure diseases. Well, let me rephrase that. Fitness and faith can cure a disease.
Well,
you ever met someone who just worried all the time and someone who just had so many doubts about life and had so many doubts, especially about God? They worry so much. But when they changed that worry and they said, you know what, God, I'm going to put it in your hands. I'm going to let you lead the way. I'm going to let you guide me in the right path because of what I believe and I have faith. And when you put it in your hands, it's just like, that worrying causes such stress, it causes back pain, it causes fatigue, it causes even depression, and most of all, it causes suicide.
Right.
But when you have that word called faith, guess what happens? There's nothing can come in between you. So when you start saying, you know what, God, I'm going to put it in your hands. I'm going to let you lead me in the right direction.
You know what?
It's like God opens your whole world to a whole different perspective, and that's you're no longer when you have faith and you put everything God's hand, you will no longer have hypertension,
right.
High blood pressure, stress, fatigue, the spirit of suicide, and it all comes from faith and believing in God. And pharmaceutical companies will not tell you this. Pharmaceuticals make billions and billions and billions of dollars off of sick people, off of diabetes, off of healthcare problems. But they won't tell you that faith and belief can cure illnesses, diseases, cancer, anything chronic, anything acute. Faith can heal anything. And they won't tell you this is because they will lose out so much monetary-wise. It's because, guess what? Now no one is spending money on medical
right.
expenses or
right.
medication. It's because they don't need it anymore. There's a thing called faith. That's knocking on your door. When you have faith knocking on your door.
And you know, the thing about it is this.
There's nothing more precious than that.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're hitting on this. I know this is not going to be the first time that I have you on. And I want to come back to you after the song. I'm going to play a song entitled Smile. This is by Robert E. Person out of the D.C. area. And sometimes, you know, you have to do this. You have to smile.
You have to smile.
Yeah, so I want you to sit back and relax. Justin Bernard, and who is my special guest on the Heart of Love radio show, I hope you guys are enjoying it. I know you guys are getting something from this this great topic. And we'll be right back after this moment. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. This is Smile by Robert E. Person. You listen to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I'm G. Wright.
And this is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. That's right, the Heart of Love Radio Show. You stay right there and enjoy G. Wright.
Hope you guys are enjoying that. That was Smile by Robert E. Person. Robert E. Person, and just know that no matter what it is that you're going through, sometimes you have to just smile, keep your head up, keep the faith, and then not only keep the faith, but also realize how important it is to have faith, fitness, and health. And there's no one else who could be here better right now than Justin Bernard out of L.A. Check him out at myspace.com/CreolePoppy. And I just had to laugh at that one. I'm sorry. I'm not even ask how you came with Creole Poppy, but you know,
it's an ethnic thing. It's an ethnic thing.
Yeah, I know. Creole Poppy. We have Creole Poppy online, and this is Justin Bernard. To my
you
face.
Can just call me Justin. Yeah.
Okay, Justin. Okay.
Wow.
But you know, it's amazing. Like you're saying, as far as before we went to that break, it's amazing how just your attitude can help. And help goes along even in recovery. Like you're saying, as far as the pharmaceutical industry, we'll probably lose out on a lot of money if they were to let their you know, patients realize, you know, hey, you have to believe. You have to believe you're going to get better too. You have to have that faith. You have to want it, and you have to believe it. So it's amazing that we're talking about faith, fitness, and health, and how they all go together. Because I can tell you, you know, it's crazy that you can go to any church, and you'll find a lot of heavy people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know because I'm an artist that there are a lot of heavy, you know, gospel artists who are overweight.
And I'll touch upon that in just a few moments, though, and I'm glad you brought that up too, as well. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're okay. You know, I really want you to get into that. Right now we have about another 15 minutes or so, and I have one more song to play. But in between that, I want you to really just get into it. You know, I know this is not going to be the first time you're on the show. You know, but if you are listening and you have a question for Justin Bernard, please call in 646-595-4311. You know, and thank you for making the Heart of Love Radio show a favorite of yours. But Justin, what were you going to get into? What's the next step? What's the next step if someone were to say to you, you know, I have to work on my fitness part? What would be the first thing you would tell them to do?
You know, that's actually a really, really good question that you just asked, is that when someone comes to me and they may say, you know, Mr. Bernard, you know, I really want to start working on my fitness. I really need to get in shape. But I would ask them, I would say, you know what, and say if you were coming to me and you asked me, and, you know, Mr. Gerald Wright would come to me and say, you know what, Justin, I really, really need to get my physical fitness together. So I'm going to join a gym membership, and I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to work hard and improve not only to myself and my family, but also prove to God that I can be physically fit, et cetera, et cetera. And I may tell them and ask them, I'm saying, Mr. Wright, how are you spiritually fit? You know, you, before you go into that gym, you have to have some type of motivation, some type of mental or spiritual tuned in your mind saying that, am I mentally, spiritually, and emotionally fit? Because a lot of times if we go to the gym, we work out, and we don't follow up with it. We may do it for a week, 2 weeks straight, and we drop off. We don't do it anymore. And there's a reason why we don't do it, and it's because we are not disciplined. We are not disciplined. When you're disciplined, especially disciplined in the Word of God, reading your Bible every day,
right,
and praying every day, sacrificing, if you are not disciplined in your life, then you're going to be at a great loss. You know, you have people that go to the gym all the time, and then they start up and they say, okay, I'm going to do it for 6 months. I need to lose this weight. And they do it for 2 weeks, and they drop off. And people, they go to the gym, and they say, I can't do it. I can't do it. It's hard for me. They make up excuses. And it's not really excuses that they're making up. It's just that they don't have enough courage. So they really
dig
deep within the core of the person. And even if I was a personal trainer, I would ask them, are you mentally ready for this? You have to get yourself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually connected with yourself before you can commit to something physically.
Yeah.
If you can't commit physically, then you are not committing to yourself mentally.
Yeah.
You're not having faith in yourself.
I'm going to say this. Someone who is very important, I'm sorry to cut you off, someone who is very important to me, they told me, G, you know, you got to exercise twice a day. So since last week, I've been doing my cardio in the morning. Yes, G, right. You know, I have to exercise too, you know, and doing cardio in the morning, than doing cardio and working out at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I think this like day, I was just asking myself, man, am I losing any weight? But when I look in the mirror, when I feel my clothes on me, my shirts on me, I'm like, my shirt was almost, I could almost put my shirt on the inside of my pants. And I was like, wait a second, you know, I said, I guess it is working. But this is like day, this might be like day number 5. I think I started Sunday, Monday,
oh,
Tuesday.
Wow. Okay.
So this is day number 5. And I'm telling you, I've been pressing it. And like you said, sometimes, you know, you start it and then you stop. And then it's like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do it for a little while and then stop before you see something. You know, I have to do the cardio.
Mhm. Yes, that's very, 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 very important. Health is a very, very important issue in our lives. But most of all, faith is the most important yet essential in essence of who we are as a being. God, God put us on this earth to take care and to spread, to take care of ourselves and to also spread His word, and that is through, you know. If you're working, if you're doing anything, God gives us all a talent in life. Whether if it's basket weaving, whether if it's a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, or whether you're a teacher, or whatever it may be, God has given us a talent, and that talent was to be used not to be manifested by for ourselves, but to manifest in the name of God. He gives us these talents to when we are working, we are to shed and spread God's word and to shine and let His light shine. And I know some jobs, they may, you know, you can't talk about religion on the job, but there are other things that you can do to let your light shine and let God know and let people know that God exists, that God still is alive and that He exists and that He is merciful and yet He's powerful. And that's doing great deeds, smiling, showing appreciation. These are things that God wants us to do, and it's a source of ministry. It don't have to be singing. It don't have to be ministering. It can be helping someone do something, complimenting someone, letting them know how special and how appreciative you are to them. That is a source of ministry. This is what God wants us to do. This is why He gives us talents. And also, something that I wanted to speak on is that we have a lot of Christians that are in the church that are doctors, nurses, lawyers, I mean, just anything. But however, this is something that I came across, is that many Christian leaders are working in healthcare facilities and they're working in the church. But how this is what I want people to do is that I challenge them to go to people and build up their physical fitness as well as their spiritual fitness.
Mm.
And you know what? You have got to lead. You've got to be the leader. Lead by example. If you are a Christian, if you are a nurse or a doctor who just so happens to be a Christian, you have got to be the leader. You have got to take the initiative and be proactive and go out there and let people know the importance of health, the importance of faith, especially when you are back at church and you may be at midweek Wednesday Bible study or Sunday school or after church and you're fellowshipping and you're talking about what you're going to eat after lunch, after church, and what you're going to do tomorrow, the next day at work, and what you're going to wear, and the other. People, we have got to go and step in and show and exemplify the importance of spirituality, getting with our brothers and sisters, and being a spiritual leader and a physical health leader, and a health and spiritual ambassador with our brothers and sisters. And that's what God wants us to do, is to fellowship. Fellowship with others and share the importance and the essence of life, which is faith and, again, fitness.
You know what? I'm telling you, you are, first of all, let me tell you this. I know that there are no callers have not called in, but I want you to know that people do listen in, and people are listening in to the show right now. And sometimes they might not call, but they might contact you on your MySpace page at myspace.com/ Creole Poppy. And that's CREOLEPAPI. And I think you said JS, capital S, capital T, 504 at Yahoo.
.com. JST, 504 at Yahoo.com.
Yeah, and I want you to be encouraged and know that that you're hitting some topics, and I know you're shedding a lot of light into my life right now. and even through this conversation, because I think so much that we don't connect the fitness and the faith.
Yes.
You know, and with that, I want to play this song. This song is coming from an upcoming CD. This will be the last song of the actual broadcast, but this is His Love Never Ends, and this is from my CD that's available to you right now. You can purchase the CD from my site. That's gwriteonline.com. That's also at myspace.com/gwritesing, and also myspace.com/theheartsofloveradioshow. And we will be right back with Justin Bernard to take us away. But this is His Love Never Ends. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Lost your truest friend. There you come, when you let him in the door. Now you know you need him in your life more. Keep on praying, keep on hoping, keep on waiting. Oh, keep on praying, keep on hoping, keep on waiting.
And that was His Love Never Ends. And that was by G. Wright. And I have with me online none other than Justin Bernard out of L.A. And, you know, I got to tell you guys that, you know, we're talking about faith, fitness, and health. And I'm just letting you guys know that Justin Bernard is really doing his thing. And I really, really do appreciate him for being online. Just hold on for 1 second. I have just little technical difficulties. Bring them back. Justin, you're back. You're live on the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Glad to be back.
Now, Justin, I have about five more minutes left before the end of the show.
Okay.
And I have to tell you this. I love what you're spreading. I have to tell you that. I love what you're doing, and I just want to encourage you because I think that the body of Christ needs to hear what you're saying. I think that people everywhere need to hear what you're saying about faith, fitness, and health. It's not just enough to just say you're going to have the faith the size of a mustard seed. which is very tiny. But not only do you have to have that faith, you have to also that goes along with fitness, and they both have to be infused together. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes.
You have to have
both,
the faith.
You have to implement them both in our lives. You know, sometimes we just implement one and not the other one, but, you know, we aren't fit if we don't have both, is what I was speaking of earlier.
I guess just like we have faith that each time, like, we get up out of the bed, that we're, when we put our feet on the floor, that, you know, that the floor is going to be there. Or that our feet are going to be able to hold us when we stand up. So likewise, I think what you're also saying is that we have to have that faith and put that towards fitness, because we have to take care of we have to be spiritually fit, and we have to be physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
And faith is the thing that is the bonding thing that keeps it together.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And you know what? Not to cut you off, but I want to piggyback on what you were just saying, is that, you know, throughout this whole segment, the most important thing is that we are meant to be active. We are meant to be healthy. You know, a healthy heart, a healthy mind, and a healthy soul brings upon a good spirituality. You know, how can we be healthy? How can we be unhealthy but yet spread the gospel and yet spread the word of God? If we are sick 9 times out of 10 in the hospital, we are on a dialysis machine, we're on an oxygen machine, how can we spread the word of God by doing that? And that question, and then the answer to that question is that we have got to take control of our lives, ourselves, our mental state, our physical state, and most importantly, our spiritual state. It's that, and another thing is that we, again, are meant to be active, and we are challenged through the Bible. That we need to, and that's something that we need to consider, is that we are challenged by the Bible and through the Bible vicariously, and that the body is our temple, the Holy Spirit, and we should treat it accordingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely do agree with what you're saying, and again, you know, I'm just like, wow, you know, because I think this is a topic that we don't really discuss a whole bunch.
Yeah.
You know, because there are a lot of overweight people, and I think the good thing is to also say that to be healthy does not mean that you have to be skinny. You know, does not mean that, you know, soon you have someone who's a little thick,
mm-hmm.
but they can be healthy, and you got someone who's skinny, and they can be unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And there's a thing called a BMI, also known as a body mass index. And I, you know what? I today and from here on out, I challenge as well as myself, and I challenge you, Mr. G. Wright, to continue doing what you're doing, as well as myself, and to our listeners and viewers who are tuning in, to challenge themselves, not only physically but spiritually, to challenge yourself, read your Bibles, and learn to have a relationship with God. Let God take control of your life and let God put things in His hands. Continue to build your faith, and as well as your physical faith, physical fitness and physical wellness. I challenge you to go out there and to, you know, to continue to bear yourself and to indulge yourself in the Word of God, to make choices and to make decisions that are according and pleasing in God's eyesight. To go out there and to run and do your physical fitness, do your cardio, do your weight resistance, diet properly, eat properly, reading your Bible, sacrificing, believing
Amen.
In God, believing in faith, you know, having some type of faith, and
Justin,
knowing that God is with you. And I know we're running out of time. And again,
yes.
I would say thank you for having me on the show. Sorry.
I know. Wow. Well, I appreciate you having. We had Justin Bernard. And I think we're gonna have to have you back on next week. Cause I don't even think you got halfway through what you're talking about. But make sure you tune
so
in.
So much cover, yeah.
To next week. So, and I'm gonna have you come back next week. But we're gonna talk about that later.
Okay.
Tune in next Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7, the Hard Love Radio Show with G. Wright. Check me out at G. Wright Online. And God bless you, and have a good night.
Good night.